Harper Audio presents A Wild Pursuit by Eloisa James. Performed by Justine Eyre. 1. In which scandal brews in Wiltshire? Chantal House, Limpley Stoke, Wiltshire. It is a truth universally acknowledged by women that it is far easier to dress when the point is to cover one's body than when one desires to leave expanses of flesh delectably uncovered. In the days of Esme Rawling's reign over London society, it took her hours to clothe herself. She would emerge as a caterpillar from its cocoon, silky black curls gleaming over pearly shoulders, bodice miraculously suspended in air at the very moment of dropping to her waist, delectable curves swathed in a fabric so light and revealing that many gentlemen weakened at the knees at her very sight. Other gentlemen stiffened. It was all a matter of constitution. These days it took precisely 20 minutes to throw on enough clothing to cover herself, and gentlemen in her vicinity never showed reaction beyond a sharpish discomfort at the apparition of a woman with a stomach the size of a large cannonball. "I am plump as a pork pudding," Esme said, peering at herself in the mirror of her dressing-table. "I wouldn't say that," her aunt said with her characteristic drawl. Viscountess Withers was seated in a small chair, riffling through her reticule. "Drat, I cannot find my handkerchief." "Stupendously stout," Esme said disconsolately. "You are carrying a babe," Arabella said, looking up and narrowing her eyes. Clearly, a pair of pince-nez would have come in handy, but spectacles were inconceivable.